Hey everybody, welcome back to Black Girl in the City. It's your girl Jasmine Nicole. If my voice sounds a little raspy right now, it is because I just woke up not too long ago. I decided to take a personal day off from work today. It is Tuesday and I should be at work right now, but I was just so tired. Just feeling mentally exhausted and also physically, I just didn't want to do anything, just very, very tired. And I felt like maybe I was coming down with a little something, and it is all this little coronavirus madness. I don't think it's the coronavirus, but definitely something. And I just needed to catch up on rest. Like, my alarm clock went off this morning, and it was just one of those like damn, I'm tired kind of moments where it's just like, okay, I know I can push through and get up and go to the bathroom and, you know, take my shower and I'll feel a lot better. But I was just so tired, and I just, my head was still hurting a little bit, and I just didn't want to deal with it today. And I just said, you know what, I'm gonna take a personal day off, and that's what I'm doing today. But yeah, once again, my voice is a little on the raspier side. I just had a few things on my mind this morning that I've been thinking about for quite some time. And I just watched a video on YouTube that the Glam Twins did, and they were talking about dating and relationships and basically women settling for less than what they are worth. And they touched on a bunch of different topics, such as some women actually like financing men, just allowing men to live with them, paying for all the food and groceries, the man not paying any bills or contributing to the household in any way. And, you know, I have my views on that. I think I've expressed them in some of my past podcasts about women basically catering to these men, and they making it harder for us women who still believe in more traditional kind of relationships where the man is the, you know, the provider and he does pay for most of the household. The household expenses. So, for example, I believe that if I'm living with a man and let's say our rent is $1,200 and then we have utilities, we have to pay the gas, the lights. Yeah, the gas and the lights, that's usually the only utilities that you have to pay. And then we have like maybe cable or internet or something. I don't have cable right now. Cable is not something that I need. I only have internet. So if we did have cable, I would expect for the guy to be paying for the cable, my partner to be paying for the cable, because that's something that I feel like I can do without. Now, as far as the utilities, I'll take care of the lights, the gas, and the internet. And then there's the household items, such as, you know, paper towels, dishwashing liquid, laundry detergent, toiletries, everything that you need in the house, and food. I would also take care of that. Now, altogether, I'll probably be spending, with the utilities plus the food, I'll probably be spending close to like $700 a month on food and like household items plus utilities, maybe $800 a month, because the utilities will probably be about $300, and then the food will probably be about another $400. I say about $200 every 2 weeks for two people, maybe a little more than that, maybe $500, because I know I've spent $200 every 2 weeks on myself, and it's just one of me. And I still kind of need to go grocery shopping and get more things. So maybe like $500 for that. And then on household items, like maybe another $100 on household items. So I'm still probably going to be spending between $800 or $900 on those three things, on those things alone. So my husband spending the $1,200 on rent is obviously more than what I'm spending, but it's not that much more. You know, it's not that big of a difference. So he's probably spending about maybe $300 to $400 more than I am. But that's just me and how I was raised. I feel like the man should be providing. And as a provider, you should be taking care of most of our expenses. So me personally, I don't date any man that makes less than me, that makes less money than me. So any man that I date, I feel like he has to be making what I'm making or more. And that's me. And maybe that's why I do have more of a difficult time finding somebody, but it's fine because I feel like I'm not going to deter on my standards because I've tried dating men that don't make as much as me, or maybe they do make what I make, but they just have so many more expenses that it's still not equaling out. Like they may make what I make, but they may have kids, or they may have a high car note or something like that. Excuse me, like, I'm drinking water right now. I'm drinking my lemon water, trying to relax and vibe, but it's not working, obviously, because my voice is still just really raspy and whatever, but I'm going to try to ignore it. But just me personally, that is what I like. That is what I prefer, for a man to make what I make or more, and to have like around the same amount of expenses as me if he does make what I make. Because obviously if he has more expenses, then he's not going to have as much to spend on me. And that's important to me because I feel like I deserve to be taken out on dates. I deserve to be wine and dine. I deserve to have you give me nice things from time to time. I want to be spoiled. That's the type of person that I am. I feel like I deserve those kinds of things. And I know when I have settled for less in the past, I would, you know, feel a certain type of way when I see other people like posting their relationships on social media. Now, you do not have to tell me that everything on social media is not, you know, as it seems, or it might just be a friend or whatever. I know that people, you know, be stunning and stuff on social media. I know this, but there's also people that are not, and that's just how their life is, and they are genuinely being spoiled and wined and dined by their man and getting little gifts and surprises. And I like that type of shit. I like that. That is one of my love languages. Now, the love languages is a different kind of type of thing for me because I feel like I'm all five. Like, I need all of that shit. I need the words of affirmation, but I also need you to show me something. I need you to do things for me. I need you to give me gifts. I need that quality time. I need that physical touch. I need all of that shit. You know, a little bit of everything. There's not any of those things that I feel like I don't need. Like, I need all of it, you know? So in the past, I've noticed that I've kind of settled for one thing while not getting all of what I wanted, and I feel resentment, or I'll like express what I want, and then I'll have men who'll say, oh yeah, I can do that for you, but then they don't do anything, they don't show me anything. And I kind of stuck around for a while waiting for them to show me something, just waiting for something to come about from these men, and nothing ever happened. And I feel like ultimately I was playing myself. I was disrespecting myself by continuously falling for the same kind of thing, and I just don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to continue falling for the same thing. So right now I am currently 28 years old. I have a pretty stable job. I'm independent. I don't look for anything. I don't look to anybody to do anything for me. Like, obviously we all need help from time to time, and we all need, you know, a little help from time to time. So I'm not saying that I don't ask nobody for nothing, never. But for the most part, I am independent. I pay all my bills. I go to work. You know, I buy my clothes. I take myself on trips. I take myself out to eat. And, you know, I do all of these things for myself. So it's not like I want to be spoiled because I don't have the resources to do these things for myself, but I feel like if a man is coming into my life, he should be adding something to it other than good dick and maybe nice conversation. At this point, I need more. And I feel like for a long time, I have been settling for that because that is just what I've been able to get or come across. Or maybe it's just that, I don't know, God was teaching me a lesson as to, okay, this is what you are going to keep getting because this is what you keep allowing. And I feel like that's why I've constantly been getting the same type of dudes, because that is what I've been allowing for myself. And, you know, I have to constantly ask myself, like, why do I keep getting this same type of guy? Why do I keep entertaining the same man? Like, ultimately, they're different people. They look different. They sound different. They may even have different personalities. But the thing that remains the same is that I constantly have the same problems out of all of the men that I date. And usually the problems that I have with them is the fact that they cannot do anything for me outside of good conversation and good dick. Like, so for example, I will start dating a guy, like we'll start talking and chilling, but we'll start talking on the phone or whatever, texting and stuff. So then we decide to go out. So we'll go out to a restaurant or something like that. It'll be great. Like, we'll have a good time. Everything is cool. Then we'll continue talking on the phone and texting a lot, and then we start to develop real feelings for each other. So then obviously that leads to, you know, me either coming to their place or them coming to my place and us spending time together. And then eventually, you know, it'll lead to sex. But then, like, not sometimes even before the sex, like, I just notice that all of a sudden they don't feel like they have to take me out anymore, or they don't feel like it's important to do anything for me. It's just like they've become comfortable and complacent with us just chilling and, you know, just chilling and hanging out with each other and having sex. And it's like, sir, that's not what I'm on. That's not what I want. Like, I want more. Like, and I will express myself to these men every time. I'll say, I want you to take me out. I want us to do different things together. Like, I want this. And a lot of them feel like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if it's like a financial thing. They don't want to pay for it, or maybe they just don't feel like I'm worth it. But I've expressed these things to them, and they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, we'll start doing that, or we'll do that, blah, blah, blah. And then in the meantime, I'll be like, okay, cool. But I'll keep entertaining them, keep allowing them to come over to my space and hang out with me and, you know, get all the things that they wanted in the past. So then when I'll eventually get fed up with it, I'll be like, okay, you know what? you ain't showed me nothing. I told you what I wanted. You haven't provided that for me. So, you know, I'm cool on you. You know, have a good one. Like, that's where it will eventually go. We'll have our little, you know, ups and downs. And then they'll be like, okay. Then they'll come back with some weak-ass apology. No change behavior. But like, yeah, my bad. Like, I just want to see you. I want to hang out. And then sometimes, well, I'm going to say a lot of times, me, I know, sometimes I feel like a little lonely because, you know, when you have your own space and you're in your apartment most of the time by yourself, like, usually it's just me going to work, coming back home, chilling in my own crib, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I love having my own space. I love not having to be around people when I come home, but sometimes that does get a little lonely. Sometimes you do want some company and you do want somebody to hang out with and provide good conversation and shit, good dick too. So, like, I know why I keep allowing them back into my life because of that. But at the same time, I feel like me steady allowing these types of men into my life, and even though they are not doing what I asked them to do or doing what they said they will do, I'm still allowing them to, you know, be in my life. And I know that's not right. And so I've decided to go ahead and do a strike, or not a strike, but to go off, man. I decided that I am not entertaining any man. I am not looking for anything. I am not pursuing anyone. I am not doing anything of that nature. I am just chilling. I'm going to work. I'm coming home. I'm, you know, spending time with my friends. And that's just that. Like, my friends and my family, that's all. I'm not, you know, thinking about no man. Like, now, I'm not going to say that if a man comes into my life just out of nowhere, like, we just meet randomly or something like that, and then, you know, everything goes well, and, you know, he's a person of his word, then I'm not going to, like, entertain this person and maybe see what it can be about, because that could be the person that God sent into my life. But right now, I'm just over man, I'm just over it, because I feel like I've tried and I try, and I keep getting the same kind of man. And then, like, I noticed that a lot of my exes, I always kind of let them back in. I never, like, completely, like, stopped talking to them or be done with them. But I'm at the point where I am. I'm just going to stop talking to them. I'm going to be done with them. And that's going to be that. So I read my journal the other day. So I've been keeping a journal. Well, not the same one. Multiple journals. I've always written in journals ever since I was a kid, because I love writing. And journals have always been a way for me to just express myself. Another outlet for me to just deal with my emotions. Like, if I'm hit heavy with emotions, then, you know, I'll write in my journal and kind of let them out, and it always makes me feel better. So I was reading some of my journals from years ago, and I was, you know, reading through them, crying, because I'm remembering all that I've been through and all that I've dealt with. And in multiple journals, I've talked about the man that has been in my life. And, you know, these were, like, all my raw feelings, exactly how I felt within that moment and the emotions that I experienced. And I realized that those emotions were so raw and so real, and that I need to hold on to those emotions, because next time one of those men try to come back into my life or say something about what they're going to do, I need to remember how I felt in that moment and remember how sad he made me, or how angry I was, or how disappointed I was, and how I don't want to go back to that place, and how I don't ever want to deal with that again. So that's what I've been doing. I really have been just reflecting on myself, my life, and trying to understand why I chose to deal with some of the things that I chose to deal with. And it makes me upset and disappointed at myself because I knew better. And I still know better. Because I've always known this, that, you know, if a man don't show you something, then, you know, never to even take it at face value. Don't believe it. Only believe what you see, not what you hear. And this is something that I've been preaching to myself for the longest, and that I knew for the longest. But for some reason, I was not applying this to my actual life, or I will apply it for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, I have one of those lonely nights, or I'll be bored, or in my feelings, or whatever, and then I'll, you know, text one of them, or I'll respond back to a text that they sent me that I knew I shouldn't respond back to, and, you know, just allow them back into my space, and then it's like the same cycle repeats itself. And now at 28, I'm really, really starting to understand what exactly it is that I want from a man in a relationship and what I do not want to tolerate, what I no longer want to settle for. I've been settling all of my life when it comes to men, and I've just been hoping and praying that God will send me somebody that I want. But at the same time, still entertaining the men that I don't want and that I know aren't good for me. And that has been my issue. And that's the only thing that I can think of that is the reason why I haven't yet found the man for me, is because I have not been able to let go of the man in my past that I know are not good for me, that I know are not what I want and that will not make me happy. And it's hard, you know, obviously it's hard when you have history with someone, they've been in your life for years and you love them and you know that person and you want it to work. So it's like, you kind of just like hear them and you know it's a lie, but at the same time, the idea of it still sounds good. So you don't want to quite let it go just yet, but I have blocked all of that out of my life. Every ex that I've had that have come in and out of my life, I have blocked their numbers. I have blocked them on social media. I have completely just blocked them out of my life. Most of them know where I live, but I plan on moving to a different apartment when my lease is over in a few months, in about 3 or 4 months. So once my lease is up, I'm moving to a different apartment. They will no longer know where I live. They will not have any access, or they will not no longer have any accessibility to me at all. And that's going to make me very happy. I just want to like be able to move on with my life and really just grow as a person, continue growing as a person, and finding myself and what it is that I want and what it is that I need to make me happy. And hopefully I will have that man soon. But for now, I'm just really cool on all men. Like, I'm cool on dating. Like, I'm cool on all of that. For a while, sometimes I'll like just go out on dates with guys, just, you know, to get out the house and to, not because it was free, but because, like, I just wanted to go on a date. I wanted to do something. I wanted that, because a lot of times my dates only happen with the first date, and then it's like after that, nothing. Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of men feel like all they have to do is take a woman out once, and then they should be done, one and done, or whatever. So I'm just like over that in particular, because, you know, you go out on one date and then y'all just be chilling, and all of a sudden they feel like, oh, we ain't gotta do shit else. Like, that one date will suffice. And yeah, I'm tired of meeting men like that, you know. And then I'm definitely going to hold out on sex when I do start dating again, because I feel like I don't feel like men just stopped trying after the sex, but I do feel like they kind of did. You know, they kind of did stop trying. Like, you know, like they'll talk to me about, oh, it was so good, blah, blah, blah. Like, tell me about how good it was, but you're not showing me nothing. Like, you just telling me, oh, it was good. It was so good. But then now all of a sudden you ain't trying to take a bitch out. You don't want to get a bitch shit. Like, and I'm the type of person too, where I feel like if I'm inviting you to my apartment and I'm like, oh, let's hang out, then I feel like you should be coming with something. Like, you shouldn't come to no woman's apartment empty-handed as a man. You know, if you come in to enjoy your time with me, then you should be coming with something, either saying, oh, you want me to grab some food for us, or you want to grab a little something to sip on, some wine or bottle or whatever your drink of choice. Do you want me to, is there anything that you need me to get you before I come? Like, it don't even have to be nothing major, nothing big, but something just to show me that you're considering, you're thinking about me, and you're happy and you're grateful that I'm allowing you to come into my space to spend time with me. I feel like a lot of men feel like it's no longer courting the woman or them trying to win the woman over. I feel like men think that it's supposed to be like a mutual effort between men and women. Like, I know a lot of men, like, they feel like if they take you out on a date first, then you're supposed to like take them out the second time, or you're supposed to do something for them. Like, no, that's not how it goes. Like I said, I'm more so traditional when it comes to dating. So I feel like once we've been out and you've taken me out, then you don't stop there. You have to continue taking me out and showing me that what a great guy you are and what you can do for me and how you can make my life better and easier. It shouldn't be, I did something for you, now you do something for me. That's not dating. Like, if you want to do that, then we can be friends, because that's what you would do in a friendship. I feel like friendship is more so of a, like a 50-50 thing when it comes to like that effort. But when it comes to dating in the beginning, as a man, you are supposed to be putting in more of an effort. You are supposed to be showing me that you want me in your life, that you want to be with me, that you want something serious with me, that you want to make me your woman and eventually your wife. Because at this age, we ain't dating just to be like, oh, let's have fun, let's go out on dates. We're dating because we want to build something together. At least that's why I'm dating. And if you are not dating for that same reason, then obviously, I guess we just are not compatible because we don't want the same things. But as someone who wants to get married, and then I want to start a family, like, I want things to go in that traditional order. That's my ideal thing. Not saying that it's going to happen exactly that way, because I know a lot of times it doesn't happen exactly that way, but I'm 28. I don't have any kids. I feel like if I did go that route, like, I might as well go ahead and get married and then have kids and, you know, start the family that I really want. I don't want to be a baby mama. I want a family. So I want to, you know, make sure that the person that I am giving myself to sexually is someone that I can see myself being with long term, that I can see being my husband and the father of my future children. Like, I don't want someone that's just, oh, cool, we have a good time, but, you know, you don't have anything else to offer, you know. And I've seen this, like, I've been watching a lot of different, like, YouTube vlogs and things like that, where I've seen some of, not the, you know, the fake YouTube couples, because it's a lot of those now, but I'm talking about the relationships that you see that are genuine, and, you know, they truly just enjoy each other's time. They enjoy spending time with each other, and they have a man that works hard, that wants to provide for his woman and his future children. And that is what I want. Someone who wants to provide, that wants to do this, that wants to take care of me. And also, if you guys have been watching The Love is Blind or have watched The Love is Blind show on Netflix, and you guys know everyone's favorite couple, Cameron and Lauren, I love them. They have truly made me realize that there is something out there for everybody, and to know that they've been married for a year and a half and they have actually made it work outside of the experiment for a year and a half, which is a long time, is very, very commendable, and it's just amazing, because honestly, for someone to go through that experience and then it still works outside of the show for a year and a half, I feel like, wow, you know, it's making me actually start to believe that, yes, love may be a real thing. Because for a minute, I was like, damn, is this love shit even real? Like, does this shit even really exist? Because I don't know. Because as someone who hasn't seen a lot of great or even good, healthy marriages outside of like social media or TV, I haven't been exposed to that, or I haven't seen that up close. So I really don't know if that truly exists, but that kind of made me feel like maybe it does exist. Maybe it is actually somebody out there that's gonna make me happy and complete me and just come with everything that I want without me having to even tell them or say anything to them. And like Cameron, he was just, oh my God, that man, he is just everything. When I say everything, he is everything, because he was just so sure of himself and that he wanted her, and he just never faltered. He never questioned his feelings. He was all in from day one, you know, before they even met. He was all in and never changed, even after they had seen each other. And he was just so, like, it was something about him, his swagger, like something about some, like, I'm gonna be here for you, I want to take care of you. Like, it was a couple moments that really just stuck out to me. One of those moments were after the experiment, that he had came back from the honeymoon and he was taking her to his house, and he was saying how he had got this big house in hopes that one day he would have a family in it, that he'll have his wife and his kids there. And y'all, he had to take a sip of my water on that one. Y'all, I was like, oh my God, like, do you know what I would do for a man that's like that serious about me, and that's just like saying, like, I want to take care of you, I want to provide for you, I want to do these things for you. Like, it's just something so attractive about that, knowing that it's somebody that like wants to make sure you're good, period. Like, not just financially, but just making sure you are well taken care of emotionally, financially, and just in all aspects of life, that you are good. And I haven't had nobody come into my life like that. Not even close. That just, I feel like, just wants to make sure that I'm good at all times. A lot of men, like, they'd be like, oh yeah, I was just checking up on you, I want to make sure you're good or whatever. But it's not, because they actually want to make sure you're good, they actually want to make sure you're doing well. It's more so because they want to just see what's going on with you, to try to like squeeze their way back into your life, to do the same bullshit that they've been doing. And yeah, I'm over that. Like, I just want somebody that's just, I know, wants to take care of me, wants to be with me. Like, that's just how he was raised to be. Like, he wants to be that provider. Because there was some men that were raised to be that way, and that they wouldn't have it any other way. But a lot of guys out here nowadays, I feel like that they rather say, oh, let's go 50-50 or live off the woman than actually step up and do things for themselves. Instead of them trying to get a better job to provide for their family, they rather take the easier route and say, oh, well, I'm gonna just stick to this because this is what I know, this is what that this is what I've been complacent with doing, and they don't want to be that provider and do those things. Like, I know I'm very, what is the word that I'm looking for? It starts with an A, ambitious. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word, but I am very ambitious. There are many things that I want to do, so many things that I have hit in my head and written down, and you know, I'm like, I'm going to accomplish this. Like, I don't know when exactly it's going to happen, but it's going to happen, and I'm going to accomplish this. And I have a lot of different ideas about starting my own business, about doing these different things. I don't want a man to come in just so I can sit at home, be a housewife, and be taken care of. I want a man that's going to help me achieve my dreams. I want somebody that's going to be like, oh, okay, you want to do this? Yeah. I'm gonna help make sure that happens. We gonna get your credit together. We gonna, you know, I'm gonna help you pay off these things for your credit, or I'm going so that you can get a loan so you can start this, or maybe, you know, we'll both save up and then we'll do this, and I'm gonna make sure you straight. If it's anything that you need to figure out how to do something, I'm gonna help you figure that out. Like, someone that is just truly a partner in every sense of the word, you know. And I'm saying I can do the same thing, you know. If it's him that wants to start a business or wants to do something, I'm gonna help him do that. I'm gonna help him achieve that, because at the end of the day, the business will be for both of us. It's something that we can both live on. It's something that we can both enjoy. And you know, I just want a partner like that, you know, like somebody that's out here like, okay, let's get money together. Like, let's do this. Like, they got a real hustle and drive about them, but they still want to make sure that I'm good, because I've had a lot of selfish men. Like, I've dated men that had that ambition and drive, but it was always about them. It was never about how this could affect us, or how this could be good for us, or how this could set us both up. Like, it was always a them thing, or it was just a selfishness. And I feel like a lot of men now are selfish too. Like, a lot of them are really just thinking about what's good for them and never about an us thing. Like I said, I've had a couple exes that have been in my life for years. One of them, he's been in my life so long that by this time we should have been like married with kids or something. And if we did come together and put our finances together, we could be doing really well. But, you know, when you have a person that is so stuck on themselves and not thinking about nobody but them, that will never happen, because they're selfish. And I don't like the selfish shit. Like, at the end of the day, like I said, I've been on my own for quite some time now, independent, working, making my own money, paying my own bills, doing for myself. And I just don't want a man who, like, is so stuck in the ways of doing for himself, and he don't want to do for nobody else, or he just so stuck on just making sure he's good, why not making sure anyone else is good. And like I said, I'm quick. When I'm in a relationship, I am quick to kind of start thinking about the other person, making sure the other person is good, doing what I can for them. And a lot of time as women, we do this by nature, because it's our nature to nurture and to make sure the other person is good. And that's just what we do. And a lot of men take that for granted. And I've done that a few times. I've, you know, been there for someone and made sure they were good, and, you know, asked them if they needed help with anything, just, you know, really trying to genuinely be there for a person. And I have not gotten that same thing in return, not emotionally, not with somebody just like checking up on me and stuff. And I think the biggest like point in my life where I realized that these men ain't shit and I just need to move on was when I was dealing with my mom, when she had gotten sick with cancer. and how serious it was and what I had to go through with that. And at that time, there was not one stable man in my life. Like, I still talk to some guys here and there, whatever, on and off, but a lot of them were really unstable and they knew what I was dealing with, but nobody was there for me the way I needed them to be there for me. And I don't know if it was their ignorance or their lack of not understanding what it's like to deal with someone that you love being like that sick and having to see them grow weaker and sicker and deal with all these medical issues and in and out of the hospital and stuff like that. It's hard on anybody to deal with that. But you know, when you have a man that's in your life and has been there for years and they say, oh, I'm gonna be there for you, and then they're not, it's devastating. You know, it's like at that moment, all you really need is like some solid, loyal people that's gonna check up on you, make sure you're good, get you out the house, help you enjoy, help you laugh, and have a few moments of relief and happiness, because it's such a dark time during your life when you're dealing with that. And then when my mom did pass away, nobody was there. Not one man was there. Not one of them that claimed they loved me or cared about me was around. And it was actually like maybe a month or so after my mom passed away that I even told them that she had passed away, because nobody was in my life like that for me to tell them that. And I feel like that was my breaking point, kind of. That was the point when I realized, like, these men, no. If they can't be there for me during one of the darkest moments of my life, man, I know they're not for me, because they don't really care about me like that. And yeah, I just want somebody that I know genuinely cares about me, is going to be there for me and actually make sure I'm good. Not just say, oh, are you good? Or just let me know if you need anything, but then kind of not be there for me at all and kind of go MIA and do their own thing. It's just like, how fucking hurtful, how fucking disrespectful, how fucking fucked up of a person do you have to be to do something like that to somebody that is experiencing something that is so fucking hard and difficult and sad in their life? Like, you have to be a really kind of fucked up individual to do something, to be like that to somebody that's like already going through so much. So yeah, that was kind of the point that I realized. And then after, I still kind of entertained them on some, I don't even know. I think I was just kind of trying to deal with things, but still trying to like take my mind off of it. And you know, obviously good conversation and dick can take your mind off of things, which is what I kind of dealt with for a while. But now I feel like I'm more stable emotionally, and I'm more so in a point in my life where I know what it is that I want for sure, and what I should be tolerating and what I shouldn't be tolerating. And I know for sure that I shouldn't be tolerating someone that is not going to be there for me emotionally, that's not going to do the things that I need them to do for me financially, that's not going to like just come with something more. You know, like I said, once you've already been independent and can do things for yourself, like that little shit like that, it's like, come on now, that's nothing to me. Now, if you're coming in and you like, oh, let's go out, let's do these things, planning different things, and it don't even have to be stuff that costs a lot of money, because I feel like men automatically assume that if a woman wants them to take them out or get them a gift or something, it has to be super expensive, when it does not at all. Like, we can go, I'm not a bougie person. We don't have to go out to the most expensive restaurant. We can go somewhere simple. We can do a Bar Louie. Like, we can do a Red Lobster or anything like that. Like, you know, we can go to Red Lobster when they got the unlimited shrimp or whatever. Like, it does not matter. Like, I am definitely not a bougie person. I'm not going to go somewhere and spend $100 just on a meal most of the time, like maybe for a special occasion, but for the most part, I'm not the type of person that'll spend like $100 or over $100 on one meal. That's not me. Like, when it comes to, like, we can go bowling, we can go to museums, we can go on a free day to museums. Like, it's so many things out here, especially in the summertime. They have so many free festivals and have so many, like, little things going on that we can go to. And I feel like, man, a lot of guys out here, they don't take the time to try to figure out what's going on. I ain't never heard no man say, I mean, I'm sure there are some men out here that do it, but I ain't never heard a man that I know say, oh, I was, you know, trying to think of some date ideas, some different things that me and her can do for a while, like, you know, and then they actually stick to it and they do it. Now, like, I don't understand why that's so difficult. Like, a lot of times, even when on the first date, when guys want to take you out, it's like they want you. They be like, oh, what you want to do? Where you want to go? Like, what the fuck? Like, we've already had the discussion of, oh, what's your favorite foods? What do you like doing for fun? Blah, blah, blah. So it's like, if I've already told you this shit in our discussions, why can't you just think of something? Like, I mean, what the fuck? As someone who's taking me out on a date, I expect for you to know where the fuck we are going. Don't just, you know, don't just be like, oh, what you want to do? Like, that shit is so fucking annoying. And my thing is, if you do something, if you do want to plan something and it's not my cup of tea, I'll be like, no, that ain't really my cup of tea. It ain't really what I want to do, whatever. Then I might throw a suggestion out there. If you do, like, you planning some shit and I just don't fuck with it at all, then I'll be like, okay, well, how about us do this? Whatever, that's fine. But at least try to, you know, figure something out and, like, try to do something. And if you ain't got the money, honestly, you don't need to be dating. Because, especially right now. Now, maybe if you younger and you're younger, like in your lower 20s, like 21, 22, 23, and you still trying to figure your life out, your finances not right, whatever. Sometimes, you know, it's cool. You can date. Y'all can struggle together. But as someone that kind of has their shit together and they're in close to 30, it's like, no. I'm not about to fucking tolerate you or deal with you if your ass ain't got your shit together and you can't afford a fucking date at least once a month. Like, come on now. And that's why I expect like a date once a month. Like, we ain't gotta go out all the time every fucking weekend, but at least once a month I feel like we should be able to go out somewhere on an actual date. You know, the rest of the time, it's cool. We can chill. We can watch Netflix. We can just eat in the house. I'll cook for us sometimes. That's fine. But the rest of the time, I feel like you should at least be taking me out once a fucking month. We should be having a fucking date night. Like, we should not be in the house all the time, because then what the fuck is going on? What you trying to do? Hide me? Or you just that fucking broke? You don't want to spend on money? Or you that fucking cheap that you don't want to go out and take me out on a little date once a month? Like, it's just, it's fucking pathetic. But yeah, I can really rant all day about this and what I've been through and my experiences with men. And that's basically what I be talking about a lot on this podcast. But I just thought it was interesting. And it, like, what I heard just inspired me to want to come on here and talk about my experiences and where I was in my dating and love life. But yes, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully I'll be back soon with another one, because I know it's been a while since my last podcast. But yes, that's all for today. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.